Hello and welcome to the Amaze podcast, where we talk to businesses large and small, experts in subjects across the spectrum of business, entrepreneurialism, tech, innovation, investment and finance. I'm Jake Shaw, your host. If you'd like to learn more about Amaze, please go to www.amaze.com. And today I'm joined by Nicole Louise Geddes. Nicole has some interesting tales of how she set up Manic Stage Productions. This is an extremely unique business. Also, how she dealt with lockdown. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Nicole, can you tell us a bit about yourself and Manic Stage Productions?
Manic Stage Productions is a 15-year-old corporate entertainment company, which I set up in my youth. We perform for various businesses, various corporate events, various big and small clients, ending up the past 3 years working for P&O Cruise Liners under the Speciality Act branch, bringing in performers when they need more than what they've got on board for special events like Christmas and the Iona launch that was coming up. We are on the South Coast. There's many, many professional performers with talents and credit. So that's what the ethos was. Come and use us. We are local. We are professional. We're equal to the London performers. Because we are essentially London performers. That was the very beginnings of Manic.
So the business is almost purely entertainment or provision of entertainers. And you mentioned the cruise ship business, which has been shut down by COVID. Can you tell me a bit about that? Obviously, you know, you had a full order book and then nothing. How did that feel? What did you do?
My business has grown every single year. So this year was going to be my year. Well, I mean, last year was my year at the time, but every year it's growing and growing. And so it has been absolutely heartbreaking. I've had to really get over the grief of losing such a successful year that was mapped out. But when it comes down to it, it's, you know, it's worldwide. So it's easier to swallow in that sense. And I've been lucky to have the connections and the contracts that I've had. And hopefully it will come back. We travelled to Weymouth to see all those cruise ships sat in the bay. I mean, we've got friends in Weymouth. And we did do that because, you know, never in anyone's lifetime did they ever expect any of this.
The issue with entertainment is that it's focused on getting lots of people in one place so that they can experience things, which currently under social distancing is relatively difficult. It is coming back because we've seen people doing performances. In fact, there was a performance this weekend of Hair on Battersea Pier. So it's an open air theatre. Mm-hmm. It actually works out quite well. When COVID hit, the government actually made quite a lot of efforts to help businesses get through it with things like the C-bills and the bounce back loan. Can you tell me, did you receive any help from your local council or government?
I did, actually. All of my performers are all self-employed. They're a family and I supply them with work to pay their bills. But the government did help them and the government did help me. And then the second wave came and it's a bit less and it'll continue to be a worry. But then there's another section of people that just will not be beat. And I'm lucky that I have that mentality that I will just keep going. I am very lucky that my husband is in the military and he has a very safe and stable job, although he hasn't been here for most of the year. So that brings its own problems.
What sort of support did you get from your bank?
Nothing that's jumped out at me that I may have missed things. And if I've missed them, then they would have been very small tentative things from their side because I haven't come across them. And, you know, we are on our emails and we are in touch. I can't say that anything particular was offered to me as a small business.
Did you get a nice email saying we're here for you?
I think I probably just dismissed it because I didn't need to hear it. We're all there for each other, but are you going to help me?
So what sort of pivoting have you been engaging in to keep the business going?
The thing is, like I said, all of my performers, and I have a large team that work very regularly. The work suddenly stopped long before, well, a good chunk of a month before lockdown. And then I had all of these wonderful team members that have been so loyal to Manic. I just suddenly felt that everybody was staring at me going, well, what's next, Nicole? And things like that, and felt responsible. So even though everyone was self-employed and they were going to hopefully get the help from the government and whatnot, actually, I'm not about abandoning people at this point. They've never abandoned me. So to answer your question, I laid awake one night. It was actually March 15th. I think it was a Sunday evening. I just thought, I need to make sure these people, my friends, my family are okay. And I set up a Facebook group called Performerpreneur, the Side Hustle Hub. And I went over to my team and said, hey, just opened a group, pop over there. I can't give you performing work, but I can give you every single bit of business knowledge that I've accumulated. And I created Performerpreneur, the word, in my head many years ago, because people used to say to me, oh, so what do you do? I was a performer that was dabbling in trying to run a business. So I created the word performerpreneur because it was a very easy talking point. I'm a performer turned entrepreneur. I have a small business, but my heart will always be with performing. And it kind of just explained itself.
So
25 of my team joined. I went live every single morning. I said, how are you going to pay the bills? You know, what can you do? What are your transferable skills? And I spoke every single day for 5 minutes and encouraged them. And then got over 600 people in there interacting, creating small businesses, trying to survive the time, all still wanting to be performers primarily, but understanding that actually this is a real moment in history where you can be both, because that's what I did.
With a lot of creative people and a lot of performers, I don't think many people realize this, but almost every actor, singer, dancer, every single job, it's as if they're doing their first job interview because they have to audition. And so they are, by definition, fairly resilient people. Where do you think performance is going to go after this? Because this is going to come to an end, but what do you think the landscape's going to be like?
I absolutely love the idea of outdoor. I think that would be amazing, but we are in England and the British weather is against us. You know, putting your hopes on next Saturday being sunny because you're going to do an outside gig, you know, there's always that doubt. It will bounce back. It's really necessary for humans to be entertained, to be together, to celebrate with music and theatre. And it will come back because it has a very, very big place in many people's hearts. It's been upsetting and unfortunate that actually it's been put on the back burner for so long. Like, it hasn't felt like it's been important to the government. But it is disheartening to know that other sectors of businesses are coming back to life a lot sooner. And then when you get the, oh, you can perform outdoors. And then everyone around you is like, yes, your business is back. It's like, well, not really, because actually let me produce a show overnight. But as I say, there's a lot of people doing impossible things very, very well. And that's where I think the big difference is going to be. The people that are pushing those boundaries and working out ways, there's going to be some amazing performances and experiences and theatre for people to embrace.
You've mentioned your group on Facebook, Performerpreneur. Can anybody who is a performer go along to that group and join?
I welcome everybody. Collaboration is key for me. I have always run my business with collaboration in mind. I just think I am not the best person for every single job. I'm hoping that people are collaborating within the group because we can all help each other and support each other and build a brand. Because I'm actually working very closely to get a really great website up and running where you can advertise yourself as a performer and your side hustle. I'm hoping that the whole community will embrace each other and then the word will spread and you'll, you know, one day somebody might be looking for a performer, but the next day they're looking for, you know, a bath bomb. Let's just have a check on Performerpreneur to see if anyone's making those products and help those people.
Little known fact, Harrison Ford is also a carpenter. He did carpentry because that kept him going in between acting. And I heard a story that he actually got an acting job because he was also a carpenter and he helped build sets in between takes. I've met lots of aspiring performers and actors, and one of the things I've always said to them is, make sure you've got another skill. And I said, well, what do you mean? It's, well, anything to do with tools. And learn how to ride a horse or...
Well, what else? Three's not enough. Acting, singing and dancing. Can you do speciality skills? Can you ride a horse? Can you do the trapeze? Can you walk on stilts? Can you fire breathe? I mean, all these things I can do. And I've taught my team, my manic team, that that's absolutely essential. And but the transferable skills as a performer are transferable to business, absolutely. And that's what excites me the most, because you're not turning your back on performing. I'm encouraging people to expand their identity and realise that a performer can be so much more. You know, there's a very big mindset that I've come across over the past 6 months. A performer's part of you. You're expanding your identity. You're opening your mind. You know, you're being more. And that can't be bad, surely. It's exciting to me, but we've had to sort of do a lot of mindset work and this expanding identity idea that you're not closing doors, you're opening.
To use a really overused phrase, you've got to pivot yourself above all. You've got to reskill yourself, be ready for any eventuality. Nicole, where do people find you? What's your website?
www.nicoleluiseguedes.co.uk and manicstageproductions.co.uk.
And where do people find Performerpreneur?
Performerpreneur, the Side Hustle Hub on Facebook. It's a closed group, but you're more than welcome to answer the questions and join us in there. And I've also got an Instagram account for Performerpreneur and Manic Stage Productions, and that's really buzzing with info and visuals.
Okay, then, well, Nicole Louise Geddes of Manic Stage Productions, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more podcasts like this, please go to www.amaze.com. And don't forget to like and share this podcast.